Did you have fun at the barbecue yesterday, Alex?
Yes, but I ate too much.
I did too. I ate a piece of cherry pie and a piece of carrot cake.
So did I. They were both really good.
And I had to have ice cream with both.
Of course. Do you know who made the cake?
Yes, Tina did. She bakes really good cakes.
I'll say.
I saw you playing Frisbee.
I like to play Frisbee as long as it's not too hot.
Well, it was quite hot. That's why I just sat in the shade.
I liked playing all the games, but we had to take a lot of breaks.Because it was so hot.
And did you watch the fireworks?
Of course! They're one of my favorite parts of the holiday.
At the end of a barbecue, people enjoy eating something sweet. There is often pie or cake and ice cream. Apple pie or cherry pie.Are often the favorites. Sometimes people make their own ice cream. Since the weather is usually hot in July, ice cream is a welcome cool treat. When everyone has eaten, some people will rest in the shade. Others will play games, such as Frisbee. Then, when the sun goes down and it gets dark,People enjoy a beautiful fireworks show. 4th of July is a terrific holiday for all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're so happy to share this holiday with you.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is celebration.
And the title of our lesson is...Happy 4th of July. So, Pauline, did you have a good 4th of July?
Oh, yeah, it was great. The parade was fun to watch, and I had a great time at the barbecue with all our friends. I told you they would save some food. Did you enjoy yourself?
Of course. Eating good food with good friends is always fun. Although, I ate too much.I am still full.
Well, that's great, because today we're going to keep talking about all that good food, and this way you won't get hungry talking about it.
Did you get enough to eat at the barbecue?
Well, of course. I also ate too much. I ate chips and potato salad, fruit salad, and veggie burgers. Oh, and then I remembered there was still dessert.
There were a lot of desserts at the barbecue. Our coworkers really like sweets.
I know, and it was all so good, but probably not too healthy.
Well, it was a holiday. We don't usually eat that way every day.
Good point. Today we can start eating healthy again.
Oh, good. That sounds like a good plan.Well, friends, the 4th of July is over, but we can still talk about it and learn some good words together. Let's go to Jack for today's keywords.
Hello, 昨天是美国的国庆日，大家都参加了烤肉派对。派对的最后当然要有甜点咯。Taylor 说他吃了樱桃派。Taylor ate a piece of cherry pie.名词 pie 就是一种有酥皮包着内馅的甜点。除了樱桃派之外呢 ,Taylor 还吃了胡萝卜蛋糕。She also had a piece of carrot cake. 蛋糕就是 cake. 有些人不喜欢吃胡萝卜但是 carrot cake 真的很好吃哦。美国人会在 pie 或是蛋糕上加一球冰淇淋一起吃。You have to have ice cream with them. 冰淇淋就是ice cream. 吃饱了之后大家一起运动或是玩游戏。Alex 说他什么都爱玩。Alex likes all the games. 只要是游戏 运动竞赛都可以用名词 gain。Alex 跟朋友玩了飞盘。Alex played frisbee with friends. 飞盘就是 frisbee。
Did you have fun at the barbecue yesterday, Alex?
Yes, but I ate too much.
I did too. I ate a piece of cherry pie and a piece of carrot cake.
So did I. They were both really good.
And I had to have ice cream with both.
Of course. Do you know who made the cake?
Yes, Tina did. She bakes really good cakes.
I'll say.
It seems like everyone had a good time at the barbecue yesterday.
Yes, I am glad so many of our coworkers were able to come. Everyone was there, and everyone brought food to share. So that made it fun.
Yes.There was plenty of food, and the only problem was that we all ate too much. We overate.
That's right. To overeat is another way of saying to eat too much. Alex ate too much at the barbecue.
I ate too much.
I ate too much, too.
We all ate too much. So we can all say today's
calendar phrase.
But I ate too much.
But I ate too much.
可是我吃太多了。
Whoa, the meal was delicious.
Yes, but I ate too much.
The hot dogs were delicious.
Yes, but I ate too much.
The salad was delicious.
Yes.But I ate too much.
How about some ice cream?
Ice cream? Sure. I can never eat too much.
Yeah.
But I ate too much.
But I ate too much.
可是我吃太多了。
This is a great calendar phrase. It happens to all of us, especially on holidays. We eat too much.
Taylor ate too much. She ate a piece of cherry pie and a piece of carrot cake.
So did I. They were both really good. Pie is one of my favorite kinds of desserts. Pumpkin pie, apple pie, cherry pie. I like them all.
So you like pie better than cake?
Yes. In fact, when I got married, we had pie instead of wedding cake.
Really? That's very interesting. I like pie too, but the carrot cake was my favorite. The frosting was delicious.
Did you have ice cream too?
Well, I did have a scoop of ice cream with chocolate sauce later, but the cake was the best.Did you know that Tina made it?
Really? Wow, she's really good at baking.
I'll say. Oh, hey, Jack, can you explain what I just said?
Taylor 说 Tina 烤蛋糕真的很好吃哦。She bakes really good cakes. Alex 回答说 I'll say. 这个 I'll say 是什么意思呢？这是一个口语的表达方式。用来表达强烈的赞同对方的说法，比如你说 She ate a lot last night. 她昨晚吃好多。我回答 I'll say, 表示真的，她真的吃太多了。或者有人问 Did Ben like his birthday gift? Ben 喜欢他的生日礼物吗？我回答 I'll say, 表示当然咯，超喜欢的。Did you enjoy the movie? 你喜欢那部电影吗？I'll say, 当然非常喜欢。
Thanks, Jack. Now I say it's time for a quick break. We'll be right back though, friends. So don't go away.
talking English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Friends, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, what a hard question. Just look at this picture. There are so many different flavors and colors of ice cream. But I think my favorite flavor is coconut. What about you, Peter?
Mine's chocolate. Oh, wait, lemon. No, peanut butter, coffee?
Well, whatever kind it is, I'm sure it's delicious. And now it's time to find out more about the desserts our friends had at the barbecue. Let's go to Conversation B.
I saw you playing Frisbee.
I like to play Frisbee as long as it's not too hot.
Well, it was quite hot. That's why I just sat in the shade.
I liked playing all the games, but we had to take a lot of breaks because it was so hot.
And did you watch the fireworks?
Of course! They're one of my favorite parts of the holiday.
So yesterday we talked about summer activities people like to do on the 4th of July. We have barbecues and watch a parade. But what else do we do?
Well, if the weather is nice, people spend most of the day outside. We eat outside, light fireworks, and maybe play some games outside too.
Oh yeah, you played Frisbee with Alex at the park yesterday. Can you explain what that is?
Well, how about I just show you?
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that. But yes, this is a Frisbee. Playing Frisbee usually just means throwing it back and forth to a friend.
Right. There are other games you can play with a Frisbee. I like to play Frisbee as long as it's not too hot.
Hey, that's what Alex says. Rebecca, can you help us practice some more sentences like this?
Hey, friends! I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Use it time. Well, today you're going to learn how to use the phrase as long as. You use this phrase to say that you will do one thing if something else happens. For example, I like to read books as long as they're interesting. Or, I like to listen to music as long as it's not too loud. This is very useful to English students, so now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, I like to have barbecues as long as it isn't raining.
Well, thankfully, it didn't rain yesterday. Actually, it was really hot.
Yes, it was. It was fun playing games, but we had to take a lot of breaks because of the heat.
I know. Thankfully, I remembered to wear sunscreen so I didn't get sunburned.
That's good. Did you stay and watch the fireworks?
Of course. They are my favorite part of the holiday.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because Jack wants to talk to us about that right now.
Taylor and Alex, hey, 昨晚有没有看烟火? And did you watch the fireworks? Alex 回答说, Of course, they're one of my favorite parts of the holiday. 当然咯,他们是这个节日中我最爱的活动之一了。请你留意这两个句子里的复数名词和搭配的动词. And did you watch the fireworks? They're one of my favorite parts of the holiday. 讲到烟火, 因为每次放烟火的时候, 一定不是一束烟花而已, 一定是很多的烟花接连穿插的释放, 所以烟火秀的 fireworks 只有复数形, 不会出现单数的。 相对的, 搭配它的动词就要用复数的形态, 我们以眼镜为例, 眼镜有两片镜片, 所以也一定是复数的 glasses。 如果有一天你找不到眼镜, 虽然只是一副眼镜, 但是要用复数说, Where are my glasses? Did you see them? 还有像是长裤 pants, 短裤 shorts, 也都一样要用复数。
Peter, I can't believe you didn't stay for the fireworks.
Well, I was tired after playing so much frisbee in the hot weather, but I'm glad that you stayed for them. I know how much you love fireworks. Well, friends, let's go ahead now and review the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Pie. Pie. Do you like apple pie?
Cake. Cake. Do you want a piece of cake?
Ice cream. Ice cream. I like to eat ice cream on a hot day.
Game. Game. Which game do you want to play?
Frisbee. Frisbee. Sam played frisbee with his friends. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Did you have fun at the barbecue yesterday, Alex?
Yes.But I ate too much.
I did too. I ate a piece of cherry pie and a piece of carrot cake.
So did I. They were both really good.
And I had to have ice cream with both.
Of course. Do you know who made the cake?
Yes, Tina did.She bakes really good cakes.
I'll say.
I saw you playing frisbee.
I like to play frisbee as long as it's not too hot.
Well, it was quite hot. That's why I just sat in the shade.
I liked playing all the games, but we had to take a lot of breaks.Because it was so hot.
And did you watch the fireworks?
Of course. They're one of my favorite parts of the holiday.
Ooh, I love the 4th of July, especially the food.
Yeah, the barbecue was great.
Yeah. Ooh.I ate so much!
So did I. I'm so full.
Me too!
Did you have a hot dog or hamburgers?
I had both!
Me too! Did you have cake or pie?
I had both!
Me too! Did you have apple pie or cherry?
I had both! With ice cream!
Me too! And now I'm so full.
Hey!Do you want to play frisbee?
No, I just want to rest in the shade.
After dark, we can watch the fireworks show.
That's right. The 4th of July is a terrific holiday.
Yeah, especially the food. Mm.
Family time.
Hi, everyone. Today we are at one of my favorite places. It has slides. It has monkey bars. It has swings and all kinds of fun things. Can you guess where we are? Woo! Yes! We are at a playground. Join us today for family time. Kai, what is your favorite part of the playground?
I like the monkey bars.
Look at him go! He looks like a monkey swinging across that bar. I guess that's why they're called monkey bars. What about you, Mei Mei? What is your favorite part of the playground?
I like the swings.
Our Mei Mei really does love the swings. She has to pump her legs to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it's still easier if I give her a push. Levi, there you are. Tell us, what is your favorite part of the playground? Levi loves the slide. He climbs up and goes down quickly. Good job, Levi. Being at the playground is so much fun. Hey, where is Daniel? Daniel?
Oh, hi, everyone. What is my favorite part of the playground? I like to go to the playground and see my kids play. But if Andrea is here, she can watch them and I can rest.
Ha ha ha, Daniel. Now, do you have a playground close to where you live? Maybe you can go there and swing on the monkey bars. Or swing on the swing. Or you can slide down the slide.
Or rest.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today for family time right here at the playground. Good job.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. I do enjoy fireworks, but I do think they're a little loud sometimes. But I was thinking of when I was a kid, we would light small fireworks in our backyard.
That's right. That's another thing people like to do during the holiday. Although, if it's a very dry, very hot summer, sometimes the city will say you cannot light fireworks because you might start a fire.
Yes, that is important. Well, friends, thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.